It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty, the Dilf, and Byron. Byron is in the building as Tyler is out. Haven't heard from Tyler. He must be having a great time out there. Getting a little. I'm sure he's off the course now. Now it's about time to just getting after it. I'm sure of it to party for him. But Byron is in holding it down for us today. I do want to get to the Orioles and the Astros as they play game two tonight, as the Astros just dominated them last night, 6-0 behind Spencer Arrighetti. And the bottom of the order came through big time. They won 6-0. They look to win game two tonight. But it was interesting. Kenny Rosenthal, Fox Sports, one of the better reporters, baseball reporters out there, he had some comments about what he was hearing about the situation with Alex Bregman. If you remember, Alex Bregman missed 5 straight games, swelling in the back of his elbow. Then yesterday it was reported that he was taking balls at first base. Joe Espada said they're going to potentially have him play some first base. You might see him there at first base at some point in the road trip due to the swelling in the elbow. Well, this is what Ken Rosenthal had to say yesterday in the middle of the game as he gave a report on what he heard about Bregman.
Well, it's interesting, Kenny. The plan is as soon as tomorrow for Alex Bregman to do something that he has never done in his professional or collegiate career, and that is play first base. Bregman took grounders at first today without throwing. He's going to continue to play third as well, depending upon how he is feeling. The Astros want him in the field as much as possible so that they can DH Yordan Alvarez and not play him in left field.
All right, so they want him as much as they can, get him in the field. First base, third base. Well, guess what? The lineup is out today, Clint, and he is batting second. He has DH'd the last 2 days, but today he is back at third base. I'm
surprised.
I'm confused.
Well, that's well, we all are. I mean, to be honest with you, we all are. Anybody that follows it that close, we all are. We're all confused to what the hell's going on. But all I can do, again,
you're surprised. Go back. You said you're surprised, right?
He's at third base. Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised he's at third base. I think that this is we've got to just wait to see what they do versus listen to what they say. And I can't help but think that this is something that's not near as significant as we thought it was, given that he missed 5 games and then he came back in DH for 2 or 3 games and now he's playing third base. This has got to be one of those where the team docs, not the trainers, the team docs, any whatever doctors that I'm sure Alex Bregman had second and third opinions, whatever those doctors found and saw when they sat down, it had to be, hey, here's the issues and what's causing the swelling and the uncomfortable, you know, feeling that you're having in the elbow. And the reality of it is that there is little to no risk of you playing third base, and it may swell, it may be a little bit sore, but you've proven you can still swing the bat. And you're not going to hurt anything playing the field. Ron, if there is any risk whatsoever, if this is one of those deals where at any point in time he could field a ground ball, throw it across the diamond, his elbow pop, and he can't swing a bat for the next 2 months, next 3 months, if there's any risk even remotely close to that, then the Astros are fools for putting him out there. I've got to believe that this move is, they have been advised by the medical professionals and multiple medical professionals that there is little to no risk of him playing in the field and making that throw. Do you want to push it? Probably not. But is there any – if there's little to no risk and all we're looking at is a little bit of swelling, then that's the only way to make sense of this. What do you got?
Some breaking news here. According to Chandler Rome, Yordan Alvarez has been scratched from the Astros lineup with neck stiffness.
Come on, man.
Alex Bregman will go to DH tonight, and Shea Whitcomb will play third base. Bregman said his elbow is healthy enough to play third base. He threw from 120 feet without issue. But Yordan Alvarez, this is just coming through. Yordan Alvarez has been scratched from the Astros lineup with neck stiffness. Alex Bregman's going to DH today. Jay's going to come back in here and play third base.
The old neck stiffness got us again, boys. I wonder if he slept wrong on it. You got to be kidding.
Don't say it. I kid you. Neck stiffness.
I mean, the only way neck stiffness happens is you sleep on it wrong.
Just don't say it. Just don't say you
slept
on it.
That's what we're going to hear next.
I just don't give. I don't even want an explanation if it is. I just don't. Just woke up. It was just rough. He's getting it. He's neck stiff. No, you're not.
Well, I mean, so give me lineup, something about he was in the weight room or something.
So I need the lineup. I don't know what the new lineup here is. No, here is the Astros' new lineup. Altuve, Bregman, Diaz is moved up to the three spot. Pena in the four spot. Myers, Whitcomb at third base in the six spot. Dubon, DeZinzo, and McCormick.
Mm.
That's the lineup tonight in Baltimore.
Boy, no Tucker, no Alvarez. That thing's getting slim, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, at least they get to stave off Alex Bregman a day for not having to play in the field. But they were going to have to, they were going to bunt the hell out of him. But man, they are wow.
Well, back to the Bregman deal, Ron. I've got to believe that this is, if they're going to play him at third base on August the 23rd with a five, or at least is it still five games?
Five and a half.
Five and a half now, with a 5.5 game lead on in the division. If they're going to play him at third base, they have been informed, and Alex Bregman, most importantly, obviously feels good about it, that there is little to no risk. Which to me, as an Astros fan, forget what you've heard them say, that move alone tells me that you know, I can ease my concern a little bit about Bregman and what potentially could happen. Now that he's been scratched in the lineup, I don't know how that impacts that statement, but
I'm just hopeful. Nothing eases me with the injuries in the Astros. I just don't have a lot of confidence with that. No, nothing eases me with the Astros and injuries, but hopefully he's fine. It's just a hell of a shift. Something, I don't know, maybe he slept great last night and it completely changed the wrist there on his elbow. I mean that he's fielding grounders at first yesterday and not throwing. That was a report. Taking grounders at first and not throwing at first. And now he's throwing 120 yards away.
Yeah.
Or feet away, excuse me. Wow. Right. There we go. Yordan out. Again, if you missed it, Yordan out.
Well, that was a tease. Bregman at third, and then Yordan.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is Yordan's neck stiff? They
keep his ass at third. Shoot. Keep him at third.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Be good. Keep him at third.
Why wouldn't you? Then just DH Caratini or something.
That's what would make sense to me, D.H. Caratini.
Mm.
Why wouldn't you just put him at... See? Get to that again. That's the latest with Alex Bregman and now Yordan Alvarez.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, speaking of that tonight, they're going to be without Yordan Alvarez and, as you said, Kyle Tucker, but Hunter Brown is on the mound. And I don't know about you, and I don't know about Astros fans. I am now getting to a point with Hunter Brown where I feel he'll pitch well. He'll pitch well. I don't know if they're going to win, but he'll pitch well. I have pretty good confidence that Hunter Brown is not just going to give you and put you in a position where you have a chance to win, where it's not like 8-0. But I think he'll probably pitch well, and the other starter that he opposes is going to have to pitch a good game for their team to stay with him. I think he is starting his sample size, like we're months now. I mean, at this point, his sample size is through where he is just, it's like he's in a groove, Clint. He comes out every single 5 days and bam, bam, bam. And you look up and it's like six innings, ho-hum. He's giving up three runs at the worst, probably none, one. I feel pretty confident when he's on the mound.
I feel very confident he's on the mound. You mentioned sample size, Ron. I'll give you one. Last 13 starts, he's 10-2. He's pitched 79 innings. His ERA is 2.16. His WHIP is 1.18. He struck out 85 and he's walked 25. Hunter Brown has been had a rough start, no doubt about it. But boy, he has been absolute nails his last 13 starts, and I think it's a big enough sample size to where I feel really good about what he's going to do his next outing, which is tonight. What he's going to do the rest of the year, and really, I'm probably overly confident in what he's going to bring to the table in the playoffs. I feel like the Hunter Brown that we've been talking about for 2 years now has arrived.
Yeah, I'm at a point, and it happened quick because it was a. He was having a rough go of it to start this thing, but now, man, he is nails. I mean, his nails, and I think he's even now learning how to pitch, not just get people out with his stuff. That's the next step, right? And he's starting to do that, go longer in the games. We talked about that, where like be a little bit more pitch efficient, like Verlander is able to do, where we see Verlander routinely in the seventh, sometimes the eighth. That's the next thing for him, but. Hunter Brown, man, I'm more surprised if it's not a quality start from him. At this point, he has been able to throw the ball that well.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, as the NFL preseason's coming to an end, the Steelers, they're one of those teams that kind of have a decision to make at quarterback. And right now, they've been maintaining that Russell Wilson is the one, but Justin Fields obviously is competing with them. Justin Fields says he believes in himself and believes that he has done enough to be the starter, but defers to Mike Tomlin when making the decision at quarterback. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I've said it. I wish Mike Tomlin would do it for all of us and allow us to just watch this kid. And to see what he can do, because he's a much more entertaining watch to me than Russell Wilson is bringing to the table. But I completely can understand why you would go to Russell Wilson. I completely can understand that there's probably a trust level that maybe you know a little bit more on what you're going to get out of Russ than you do from Justin Fields. And I can completely see that, especially saying to yourself that we can run the ball and we can play defense like Mike Tomlin probably wants to do. I'd like to have a guy back there that I have a little bit more confidence in knowing more of what I'm going to get, and maybe use Justin Fields in packages. So I can completely see how they get to and Tomlin gets to it being Russ. I sure hope the hell it's not. I don't.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The fact that it's even a conversation right now is surprising to me, but I think it's very telling. Like, obviously, I know Russ has missed a good chunk of camp with some injury issues, but the to me, the fact that it's a conversation speaks volumes about Justin Fields and where he's at. He's in a much more stable franchise right now than what Chicago was when he was there. He's got some weapons around him. You know, it's that time in his career where he's been through the storms, and you would think that the game would start to slow down a little bit for him, and he would start playing the quarterback position at a higher level, be more impressive day in, day out. And then you've got the dynamic of the legs, man. And we all know how valuable that is in today's game. And so I don't know, man. Like it would be as if the pressure wasn't already enough for Russell Wilson to go in there, and he was going to play extremely well from jump, or the Boo Birds were going to come out, and I don't know that he could handle that very well. I question that the fit of him in Pittsburgh, just from kind of his approach and his personality, doesn't seem to be a fit there. Boy, now that Justin Fields has played well, and it's even a conversation, seems like an added layer to that potential pressure right there. I don't know how you don't go with Justin Fields.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think they have more confidence in what they,
I mean,
think
how
they're going
long,
to
I mean,
get from him. I think that I
he's got to be tired of 500. He's got to be tired of safe. He's got to be tired of, well, I'm gonna go with a guy that I don't think is gonna turn it over. Now, he's got to be to a point where he's like, to hell with this, man. Let me see if I got a quarterback that can go in here and win games for me. Let me see if this young fella can be my guy for the next handful of years, and we can actually go out and threaten to win this whole thing versus just be safe. He's got to be there, right?
I don't know. I think in his mind, he thinks if I had better quarterback play, like at least more confidence in what I was going to get quarterback play, if I had what Russ did last year, I may have won the division. I could see him. You know, he's a defensive coach as well, and defensive coaches tend to lean, not all of them, but tend to lean towards, like, I got this defense, just don't turn it over. Don't mess it up.
Yeah.
Like, let's not mess it up. I mean, he inherited Ben, so that's a little different thing. All right, we'll see. That's going to be one to watch to see who is starting for the Steelers when the season starts, Russ or Justin Fields. Coming up, we know what tomorrow is about for the Houston Texans. Not about CJ, not about Tank, Stephon Diggs, or Derek Stingley, or Danielle Hunter. Not about those guys. It's about the guys trying to make this team. And the question is, who is playing for their job tomorrow at NRG? Who is playing for their job tomorrow? We'll discuss who coming up.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.